everything, but I
don't know what county years ago.
For saying good job for having a baby.
It's just about getting enough. We've offered, we take enough people. I understand that people are, that's.
I want to say that front, so y'all went through and around, I like, for me, it's not fun. Most everything that you guys are bringing out is Facebook. Okay, I don't Facebook, I don't like it. I do have a Facebook page. I use it to talk to my friends in the military and my family. I see what's going on. I don't get to post much because everyone scrutinizes every little thing. Just because my little niece out there, she's just having a baby, I say good job. If someone's going to come out there and pick at me for saying good job for having a baby. Okay, that's just the way it is. I don't post. I have a sheriff's office page, and I also have a personal page for my election. I answer those the best my ability. Okay, I don't have every day to sit there and answer Facebook messages. That's just what they are, Facebook messages. If you want to talk to me, my office is always open. I've stated this for 6 months. Come in, speak with me. I do not have a problem with it. I've only ever ran out one person out of that office since I became sheriff. Reason that was because I fired his wife. He was upset with me. As soon as he started, he was going to sue me. Conversation's over, he needs to leave the office. That's the only one person I've thrown out of my office. I've never asked anyone to leave my office. People have stormed out of my office, I'm not going to deny that. But you can't please everybody. Dispatching, there's two entities to dispatching. You have OLETS and the dispatching side. OLETS is the services we pay for to the state. I send them money every month to be able to run your tags, your driver's licenses, triple I's, background checks, yes, that is there. That is something we have to be certified to use. I don't have that many people right now. I'm down to one person that is OLET certified. We are a training ground. My door is a revolving door of people. Every time I turn around, someone's either quitting to go find another higher paying job or what they think is a better job with better hours. That's fine. I'm not going to begrudge anyone for leaving my office to make more money. I know I can't pay that much. I'm trying. Pay has increased some from whenever I was there, that's for sure. The state mandates when I get to do this OLETS training. I have no choice but to listen to what they say. I've contacted their bosses. I'm trying to get something worked out. I've got six people ready to go that have sat there and worked their butts off getting all their training done to become OLETS certified. But the state won't let them come in because they are full. There's one class in the state of Oklahoma and one school only that does OLETS. There's 77 counties. A lot of these counties got anywhere between 12 to 13 dispatchers. They're constantly busy, guys. The dispatching side of it, I can't discuss with this young lady anything about the dismissal, anything that I've done to her. Okay, that is between me and a closed door with her. Actions have been taken. I've done what I can at this point. I've moved her shift. I've changed her hours up. As far as I can go with that goes. The pictures that were taken, I have video. There was only one night the lady fell asleep. Part of that I do have to take the blame for because I worked her butt off. And instead of her telling me I'm tired, she fell asleep. I have issues with that because the people that found her asleep left her asleep. They should not have done that. They should have either A, woke her up, made a phone call to me and said, hey, your dispatcher's sleeping, because the person that found her asleep is in authority. He has each one of your all's lives in his hands on a daily basis. And instead of him waking up a dispatcher, he's going to take pictures so he can use this for his political gain. I'm not happy about that. I've not been happy about that. I tried to discuss this with him. He left my office within 3 seconds. The other time, the young lady, I have on film again, it's on video. She's never fell asleep. She's moving the entire time. They're just catching that one split second where her eyes are closed or her head's tilted back or her head's on this table. Not everybody works at 100%. If you're sick, sometimes you still come in and work. When you don't feel good, sometimes you lay your head on the desk. Does not mean you're not answering that radio. Does not mean you're not answering that phone. Okay, I also, again, like I said, I've got video of this. I was given the city an opportunity to react
and comment to me about this before I even said anything to anybody else. But this is the route everybody wants to take on it. This is the route we're going to go. I'm doing everything in my power. I've lived here my entire life, except for the small stint that I left in the military. This is my community. I own my own home. I do not plan on moving anywhere. The person Ms. Bradshaw, or Ms. Hallett, is concerned about is her own son. There's things behind that. There's other things going on about that. I've addressed that with the gentleman that has a problem, and I'm going to correct that today. And I told him I would. The other part I have is everyone screaming, Mr. Hallett can come back in and be a sheriff. No, he can't. I'm sorry, we're in the middle of an election. You can oust me all you'd like. These gentlemen can have me ousted out of my office. It's a civil process. It can be done. Okay? It can be done. But during that time, as soon as I'm ousted, the person that's running against me will become sheriff. And then you're back in the same boat again with even less experience. You can shake your head all you like, but the lady is not dispatched nor jailed at all. Yes, you say you're bringing in experience. You quit already once. What say you're not going to quit again?
Why didn't I quit?
Up to you.
No, okay. That will stop right now. That will stop. That stops. There will be no pointing fingers at anybody. Is that understood?
That's fine. But they want to open this on the 24th.
No. You're done speaking.